Habakkuk Chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Yahweh, how long will I cry, and you will not hear? How long will I cry out to you about violence, and you will not save? Why do you show me iniquity, and cause me to look at grievances? For spoiling and violence are in front of me, and there are those that raise up strife and contention. And therefore the law is slacked, and judgment does never go forth. For the wicked do compass around the righteous, and therefore wrong judgment proceeds. Behold you amongst the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it is told to you. For I will raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation that will march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful, and their judgment and their dignity will proceed because of themselves. Their horses are also swifter than the leopards, and they are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen will spread themselves, and their horsemen will come from far, and they will fly like the eagle that hastens to eat. And they will all come for violence, and their faces will sup up as the east wind, and they will gather the captivity like the sand, and they will scoff at the kings, and the princes will be a scorn to them, and they will deride every stronghold, for they will heap up dust and take it. And then will his mind change, and he will pass over and offend, blaming this his power to his Elohim. Are you not from everlasting, O Yahweh, my Elohim, my Holy One? We will not die. O Yahweh, you've ordained them for judgment. And, O mighty rock, you've established them for correction. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil, and you cannot look upon an iniquity. Therefore, why do you look upon them that deal treacherously, and hold your tongue when the wicked devours the man that is more righteous than he? And make men like the fishes of the sea, like the creeping things that have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with the angle, and they catch them in their net, and gather them in their drag, and therefore they rejoice and are glad, and therefore they sacrifice to their net, and burn incense to their drag, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat is plenteous. Will they therefore empty their net, and not spare continually to slay the nations? End of chapter.